For the second year, Vermont Technical College is hosting a camp for teenage girls to be introduced and mentored in science and technology. The camp, called Rosie's Girls, takes on 32 girls in the 9th and 10th grades and pairs them with women working in the engineering, sciences, math, and other career paths where women are traditionally underrepresented. VPR's Rebecca Sinanis has more.
In Vermont, only 5 in 100 women are electricians.
On the light, does the light go down first, or does the
copper wire goes down first because the...
So when Dr. Paige Space distributes activity kits to experiment with building LED batteries, she's giving campers at Rosie's Girls more than just a project. Dr. Space is the program leader at Rosie's Girls and has a PhD in pulmonary toxicology. She says it's important to create a space for girls to grow in the STEM fields. That's science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
There is a large number of men predominantly in the STEM and trades careers, and not a lot of young women might feel comfortable entering these career options if they don't know that women are also pursuing these and are already in these industries.
Each girl is matched up with a mentor at the camp. The two correspond over the course of the academic year via email and in person to help bolster the teenage girl.
We discuss things from how do you plan ahead, what goals, how do we goal set, and then what careers might you be interested in, what you might you be interested in for majoring, and then possibly would you like to think about an internship somewhere that might help you further decide if this career is right for you.
Nicole Wright, a 9th grader at Mount Mansfield Union High School, says the camp is more than just science.
We've talked about how women can make a difference in science and how there's been more and more jobs for women in science fields, and that's great.
And Desiree Fisher, a 10th grader from Burlington, says being with a group of STEM-oriented women has shown her that despite stereotypes, women can also move in that direction.
Engineering, science is more guy-like, basically, but, I mean, being here, it shows us that we can do anything that guys can do.
Rosie's Girls will have a second session starting in mid-July. For VPR News, I'm Rebecca Sinanis in Norwich.